holding on Memtes Omidbeyz, 6-7 lines from the bottom. We started learning about the concept of Onah, about overcharging or underpaying. We established in the Mishnah that points the Chachamim, the number is Shtus 1/6. And we're going to discuss in the Gemara what the difference is between whether it's, in a nutshell, the idea is that below that amount, we consider there's mechila. If there's less of a difference in price than 1/6, we consider that he's mochel on it. Exactly 1/6, we say konel machzor einar. He's acquired the thing, but he has to repay the einar, the amount that he overcharged or underpaid. And more, if it's more than 1/6 difference of what it should have, if it's more than 1/6 difference, then he's able to void the whole sale and get all his money back. So now we started with machlokas Rav and Shmuel. 1/6 relative to what? Going to Rav, specifically 1/6 relative to the amount that the thing should have actually been worth. And according to Shmuel, it could be that, but it could also be if it's 1/6 relative to what he paid. So we gave an example. When the Mishnah says that it's four out of 24, since there were 24 ma to the seller. So what do we mean? Do we mean, for example, that there was something that was supposed to be worth 20 and he sold it for 24, or supposed to be worth 24 and he sold it for 20? According to Rav, then that wouldn't be the 1/6, because not either way, it's not 1/6 relative to what the thing was supposed to actually be. Well, in the case of 24 and sold for 20, it would be 1/6 of what the thing is actually supposed to be worth, but the Mishnah was implying that we're focusing first on the Einar as it relates to the buyer, whereas in that case, it's the seller who suffered the Einar because he sold it for less than it should have been. So the Gemara said that no, according to Rav, you'd have to say that it means that it's worth 24 and he sold it for 28. Meanwhile, according to Shmuel, yes, if it was supposed to be 24 and he sold it. Meanwhile, according to Shmuel, yes, if it was supposed to be 20 and he sold it for 24, we still would call that the exact amount of Einar, because even though it's not 1/6 relative to the value of the thing, it is 1/6 relative to the amount that he paid, 4 out of 24. So now the Gemara goes through the set. Now we learned in the Mishnah.
One second. The discussion is between the six can be the six of the price or the six of the value. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So now in the Mishnah we said Rav Tarfon had paskin in Lud that instead of 1/6 it would be 1/3. So now we're going to go through a somewhat complex sugya about what that means exactly. But in any case, taking it at face value first, Rav Tarfon had said that the amount, the threshold at which it would become a nah would be 1/3 instead of 1/6. The merchants of Lud were very happy about that because they're very sharp dealers, and this way they'd be able to charge more. But then Rav Tarfon told them there's another din that goes along with it, which is, according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, you have up till when do you have a grace period to return the thing and say, you know what, I don't want it after all because I was overcharged would be if he has enough time to show it to a merchant and ask him how much is this thing really worth, or to show it to his relative, same thing, and they tell him you got cheated. But after that, we would assume that he's moichel, even if he was overcharged more than that. Now, instead of Tarfon tells the merchants of Lud, the din is going to be, you can have this 1/3, but you're also going to have to go with it. It's going to be a din that the buyer has the right to cancel the sale all day, the whole rest of the day. So they said, you know what, then we're not really gaining anything from this. We may as well go back to the din of the Chachamim, that it's only 1/6 is the threshold, but that he only has a shorter amount of time than the time it takes to show to a merchant or to his relative, and they went back to that. So now we're going to discuss soon that opinion of Rav Tarfon in great detail, but first the Gemara says, let's see whether it bears on Rav and Shmuel's opinion and on their machlokes. So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hoyer Rav Tarfon Belud, Rav Tarfon Paskin in Lud, Ha'inah Shmoina Keset, Me'esrim Abba Keset Lasela, Rav Tarfon had Paskin in Lud, where he was the Rav, that Einah consists of 8 coins out of 24, when you have 24 ma to the seller, Shlish LaMekah, which means that he's saying it's 1/3 of the amount. Now, my lab, the Gemara goes through the same kind of logic as it did with the opinion of the Chachamim to see whether you can say the same explanation in explaining Reb Tayfun's opinion. Tosfos actually wonders why the Gemara does that. If we already ask the same questions and answers about in the Chachamim's opinion, then we're asking the exact same questions and answers and going to give the same answers in Reb Tayfun's opinion. Why did the Gemara even bother? Anyway, so my lab, the Zabin Shavi Shitzri, the Esrim Rabbah. L'chora, we could be talking about that Reb Tayfun is saying that you have something that should have been worth 16, and instead he sold it for 24. And now Reb Tayfun is saying that would be when Einor would kick in, because now you have an extra 8 out of 24. Ushma min ashlish mois nami shaninu. Well, that would prove Shmuel's opinion that you go according to not just relative to the value of the item, but relative to the amount he paid. Meaning, because according to Rav, you would say 8 out of 16. You would focus on the 16, which is how much the thing is supposed to be worth, and then it would be half. It would be 50% overcharge. And that would be far more than even Reb Tayfun is saying. So that shows that it must go according to Shlish Mois Nami Shaninu. That either way, as long as it can be defined as one third in some sense, then that would be where Einar kicks in. And the Gemara says, well, not necessarily. It could be the other way around. Zabin Shavi Esra Rabba B'Shitzer. No, it could mean that he bought something worth 24 for 16. Well, the question is, Minisana, in that case, then who is it that got wronged? Who is it that got defrauded over here? Moisher is the seller. Ema Seifa, but you continue in the Mishnah. Omalahem Polayim Mutalakser. He tells them that the person will have the ability to change his mind and void the sale the entire day, instead of again until he shows a tag or his relative, like the Chachamim said. The Omer of Nachman, and of Nachman says, as we learned before, Lo Shanu Elo Lekeach, that applies only to the buyer. He has that certain grace period, but no more, because he has the item in his possession. So why, what's taking him so long to go find out what the real value of it was? But when it comes to the seller, he can always change his mind because he doesn't have the item in his possession, and therefore it's not so easy for him to find out. He would have to wait until he has a comparable item and then go find out the correct price of it. So therefore, if in the Mishnah, Reb Tayfun is telling them, and the fact is, a lekeach would be able to be chozer even in longer than that, then obviously the Mishnah can't be talking about where it's the moicher that was defrauded. It has to be the lekeach. So we have to answer the Zabin Shabi Chavdalad, the plus in a train. So we have to be talking about where there was something that should have been worth 24 and he sold it for 32. So there you have, 8 relative to the 24 that it should have been worth. That is where Rav is saying that it's Shlish, and according to Reb Tayfun, and according to Rav's understanding of Reb Tayfun, that would be where Einar kicks in. So again, Tosfos wonders, that was the exact same discussion that we went through in the Chachamim. Why did the Gemara even bother? I guess one possibility could be because here we have in the mission of a Sumchu Tagre Lud, that the merchants of Lud were very happy about this. Now, if the way Reb Tayfun is saying it, if we're going to understand that the Mishnah is talking about something that's for the benefit of the buyer, then the Tagrim wouldn't necessarily be happy about that. Nevertheless, the Gemara entertains that as a possibility, except for the fact that the Mishnah continues with Reb Tayfun's other din. So in any case, the bottom line is, according to Rav, yeah. So according to the Chachamim, when we say 1/6, and according to Reb Tayfun, when we say 1/3, according to Rav, it means 1/6 or 1/3 relative to what it should have been worth, and according to Shmuel, it can even be 1/6 or 1/3 relative to what was actually paid for it. Well, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei to Shmuel. We learn a Braisa the way Shmuel holds. Because the Braisa says, Misha Hutal Olav Yodei Al HaYoin. Whoever it was placed on him, meaning in other words, whoever was defrauded, whoever was the one who suffered, Yodei Al HaYoin, he has the upper hand. Ketzad, what does that mean? Mochala Shove Hebevav. If you have something that was supposed to be worth 5 and he sold it for 6, Minus Anna, so who is it that got defrauded? Lekeach. It's the Lekeach overpaid. Therefore, Yad Lekeach Halal Yona. Therefore, the buyer has the upper hand. Rotza Oimer Ten Lima Oisai. If he wants, he can be Mavato the sale, because here we have, it's over 1/6. Again, this part over here actually would be according to Rav as well, because it's 1 out of 5. It should have been sold for 5, and now you have 1 extra relative to the 5, which is 20%. So he can say, Ten lima oisai, so he can say, give me back my money, or ten lima sha'oni sani, or he can say, give me the amount that you overcharged me. And vice versa, machala shava chomish, if it's the other way around, if it's something that was supposed to be worth six, and he sold it for five, minus ana, who is it that suffered ana? Moshe, it's the seller. Yeah, therefore, yad moshe alo yona, therefore the seller has the upper hand, rotza oimale tenli makochi, oi tenli masha unisani. He can tell him, give me back my item, or and I'll go find somebody else to sell it to, or give me back what the amount that you underpaid. So it's the first one, actually. The first case in the Braisa is the case where Rav and Shmuel are arguing, where according to Rav, we would say we go only relative to the value of the thing. So it would actually be 20%. On the other hand, according to Shmuel, that would be the case where it's only the 1/6, because you go 1/6 relative to the amount that he paid, because he paid six, and one out of those six was enough. So therefore, that braisa bears out Shmuel's point that you go not only according to the value of the thing, as in the second case, but rather you also go according to the value, according to the amount he paid, as in the first case. Okay. Iboilavu. Now the Gemara has a question. When you have less than 1/6 overcharge, so according to the opinion of the Chachamim, and forget about Reb Taruf in a minute, we're going to get back to Reb Taruf's opinion soon, but right now we're dealing with the Chachamim. La alter havi mechila oy b'chadesh yar l'tago el kroyvoy. Do we say that right away, we assume that right on the spot he's moiful, so meaning, in other words, even if he would have come back a minute later and say that, you overcharged me. The other guy can tell him, I'm sorry, but less than 1/6, the Chachamim evaluated that you're moiful, and therefore I don't have to return you anything. Or do we say that even that applies only b'chdei shiyaru l'tago or l'kroyva? Would we say that only when he has enough time to show it to a merchant or to his relative, and they tell him, you got defrauded over here, you paid too much for it, then we would say that at that point we would say he's moiful, but within that time, within that short amount of time, he would have the ability to come and claim the one and claim the less than 1/6. So here you have something that was supposed to be worth 10, for example, and he bought it for 11. So that's obviously far less than 1/6. So the question is, can he right away? Do we say that even a minute later he can't say, you know what? I realize I overpaid by a dollar. Does he have? Can the other guy tell him, no, you were moichel? Or can the other guy tell him you were moichel only if there was enough time in between to show l'tago or l'kroy? And the Gemara continues, the imtimtza loymar. Because after all, if you're going to think that there's a difference, if you're going to think that that applies only once he has enough time to show it to a tagor or to his relative, Rashi points out, by the way, this is not like the regular kind of imtim tzoloimar that you find in Shas. And in fact, usually when we have an imtim tzoloimar, the Gemara paskins like that possibility. Here we're going to end up not paskining like it, but Rashi explains, not really imtim tzoloimar usually means you have a question. If you're going to answer according to one of the two possibilities, then what would be the din in a similar case? Here, rather, the Gemara is going to ask that logically you have to say that it's the first possibility, because otherwise, if you were going to say otherwise, my ikta ben shtus l'pachas mishtus, then after all, what would be the difference between 1/6 and less than 1/6? Either way, you're saying that once he has enough time to show to a tagor or to his relative, at that point, if he doesn't come back and demand the repayment and demand the repayment of the inah, then he's forfeited it. So it has to be then that in the case of less than shtus, it takes effect right away. And that would be the difference. Less than shtus, it takes effect right away. One shtus, 1/6, we would say he has the amount of time to show it to a tago or his relative. And if he doesn't, and if after that time he doesn't come back, then it means that he was moichel. So wouldn't you have to say that logically? But the Gemara says not necessarily. Ika, because you could argue there is still a difference between the two possibilities. Because you could say that when it's exactly 1/6, then you would say he has the upper hand, namely rotza choser, rotza kono masuena. When it comes to 1/6, you would say he's given a choice in the matter. He could choose he could choose to undo the whole sale and get back all his money and give back the item. Rotza kono maso no. But if he wants instead, he could conceivably say, you know what, I don't want to. I want to keep the thing, but give me back the ino. We would say less than a shtus. Yes, he does have the ability until the amount of time it takes to show to a tagger or a lekroivoy, but we would say at that he only has one option over there to receive back the no, he'd have no option to void the sale. So you could argue that still, you could say by both of them, you have the amount of time, ad kadesh yadol tagger or lekroivoy, but the difference would be whether he's able to void the sale, yes, in the case where it was 1/6 or more, no, where it was less than 1/6. Or, so you could say there's that one difference between them, or you could say there's two differences between them. One difference being whether you're able to void the sale or whether you're only able to get your overcharge back. And another difference that, actually, maybe the key difference is that in the case of less than 1/6, you don't have the ability to get your money back, b'chlal. Maybe as soon as you finish the sale and did mashicha and whatever, the pinion's been accomplished, then at that point you have no ability to get back your money at all when it's less than 1/6, and when it's exactly 1/6, you can get back your money. So that's the basic question. Well, the Gemara says, so what would be the din? So the Gemara says, Toshma, so come, we're going to try to prove from the Mishnah had said, Chozru l'divrei chachamim. So we have the whole story in the Mishnah involving Rav Tarfon and his balabatim there in Mud, where we said that he had told them the amount is not 1/6, the threshold is not 1/6, but rather 1/3. And we said the merchants of Lourdes were very happy. Then he told them, Kol ayon mutalachzer, he's going to be able to change his mind the whole day. And they said, you know what, Chozru l'divrei chachamim, they returned to following what the chachamim said. Meaning, in other words, now we have to realize these Tagri Lud, these Balabatim of Reb Tarfon are good sharp dealers. They're always going to be looking out for something that will give them the best advantage in business. So if they decided it's to their advantage not to stick with Reb Tarfon's opinion, but rather the Chachamim's, then it means obviously there has to be something that they're gaining from the Chachamim's opinion that they wouldn't have gained from Reb Tarfon's. Even though, again, keep in mind, Reb Tarfon is allowing them a much larger profit because he's allowing them up to a third. But nevertheless, once you consider a result of the detail that Reb Tarfon said, "Kol ayin mutalachzer," then it would come out that they'd be better off with the Chachamim's opinion. So let's figure out Svarua to begin with, to start the discussion with. We assume pachas nishlish l'Reb Tarfon ke pachas nishtus l'Rabban and Gami. We would start with the assumption, when we start figuring this out, that Reb Tarfon would hold that the dinim of less than 1/3 are exactly the same as the dinim of less than 1/6 according to the Chachamim. Meaning, the same way as according to the Chachamim, we're starting with the same question, what do we mean when it's less than 1/6? Do we mean he can't get back his money at all, or do we mean he can get back his money within the time condition, Yadol Tagger or the Kroy, right? I mean, say, once it up Tagger, the same thing would apply when it's less than 1/3. Well, Iamit Beshlema Pochs Beshtus Vadabonim, but there's Yadol Tagger or the Kroy, right? So if you're going to say now that less than 1/6, the Chachamim are going to say you do have a recourse. You are going to be able to get back your money, even when you overpay less than 1/6, because you have the amount of time condition, Yadol Tagger or the Kroy, right? Let's say, for example, that Shkadesh Yadol Tagger or the Kroivoy is, let's say, 5 minutes. So, according to the Chachamim, in short, if you come back within the 5 minutes and say, you know what, I realize I paid too much, then the guy has, according to this way of thinking of it, the guy would have to give you your dollar back. As opposed to, if we say you don't have that time, Shkadesh Yadol Tagger or the Kroivoy, then it means as soon as the sale is concluded, you don't have any more option. Now, if you say, according to the Chachamim, that you have that 5 minutes, meanwhile, according to Reb Tarfon, we would say that you have the ability to change your mind anytime during the entire day. Mishum Hochi Chozru, well, that explains then why the Tagri Lud would want to go back to the original way of doing things. Because like this, Reb Tarfon tells them that you have up to 1/3. So now, again, that means up to 1/3, you're not going to be able to be mevatel the sale. All you can do is get back your extra money. And then according to the Chachamim, you have 5 minutes. So now the Tagri Lud figure to themselves, okay, well, what we can do is we can overcharge less than one third, and then they figure we can overcharge up to less than one third, and then the guy is only going to have 5 minutes to retract. And therefore, they were very happy about that, because they figured then we were going to be able to charge much higher prices. But then Reb Tarfon tells them that the guy is going to have all day to retract. And then they realize in that case, we're really going to lose out. Where, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, you only have 5 minutes. And then after that, the guy can't come back and demand is overcharged, whereas according to Reb Tarfon, he's still out of the whole rest of the day too. So we're not really going to gain much. We're not only not going to gain much, we're really going to end up losing out because we're going to end up, what are we going to do? We're going to charge less than one extra shlish. We're going to say, for example, you have something that should have been worth 16, and let's take the example that the Gemara gave before. We're going to have something that should have been worth 24, and instead of selling it for 32, which would be shlish, we're going to sell it for 31. And therefore we can make a profit of 7 on it. We can make an extra profit of 7 on it out of 24, which is less than one third. But then Reb Tarfon tells them, call our Yom Mutalaxer. So they say, you know what, then in that case, what are we gaining from that? We might as well stick with the opinion of the Chachamim that, yeah, we're going to only be able to overcharge up to 3. So fine, we'll charge on only an extra 3, and the Chachamim will say that he only has 5 minutes to return and get back his $3. If he doesn't come back within that 5 minutes, then it was moichel to us, and therefore we gain from that, as opposed to according to Reb Tarfon, sure, we could gain up to 7, but what good is it going to do? If the guy has the whole day, we're going to end up, realistically, the guy is going to come back sometime during the day and tell us that he got overcharged and we're going to have to repay him. So if we understand the Chachamim's opinion that way, then good, that helps illuminate what happened in the story of Reb Tarfon and his Balabakir. But if you're going to tell me, according to the Chachamim, when there's an overcharge of less than 1/6, so here, again, let's use figures over here. So if we have something that's supposed to be worth 24, so less than 1/6, according to the Chachamim, would be, for example, where he's selling it for 27. So he's overcharging 3 out of 24, which is less than 1/6. According to Reb Tarfon, we could be talking about that they're overcharging 7, which is also less than one third. So again, if we said that according to the Chachamim, even when you're overcharging 3 out of 24, you only have 5, you have up to 5 minutes to get your money back, then we understand what happened here with the Tagri Lord. But if you're telling me according to the Chachamim, as soon as you're overcharged by 3, and as soon as he did the kinyan, that's it. He can't be moichel anymore. He can't demand his money back anymore, because at that point you say he was moichel. Although Reb Tarfon nami la alter havi mechila. And again, our initial assumption is Reb Tarfon would apply the same din to up to one third. That immediately la alter havi mechila. Then in that case, the guy is being moichel right away. Amai chodru. Then we would have to ask, why would they retract? Why wouldn't they stick with the new din of Reb Tarfon? After all, but Reb Tarfon nichalahu tvei. They'd still be better off with Reb Tarfon's way of doing things. Demai d'rabbanan kamashavi lahu ayna Reb Tarfon having mechila. Because after all, think about it. An amount that appoints the Chachamim would be ayna if they overcharge 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. Which according to the Chachamim would be outright enough, and the guy would definitely have the right to, in the case where it was exactly 1/6, he could ask for his money back, and in the case where it's more than 1/6, where he charged an extra 5 or 6 or 7, they could void the whole sale. According to Reb Tarfon, they wouldn't have the ability to, because according to Reb Tarfon, it's less than, because after all, Reb Tarfon says one third, and all of these numbers are less than one third. So therefore, so you'd say they're moichel right away, and good. What do they care if Reb Tarfon says that kola yon mutalachzer? Kola yon mutalachzer would apply only if they're overcharging by 8 or more. So fine, all they have to do is not overcharge by 8 or more out of 24, and they're in good shape. So then in that case, they'd have no reason to tell Reb Tarfon, let's go back to the original way of doing things. So doesn't that show, if we assume that under one third for Reb Tarfon is exactly the same as under 1/6 for the Chachamim, And if we assume that the Chachamim say under 1/6, you're moichel right away, then that would mean according to Rav Tarfon, under 1/3, you're moichel right away. Then they have a tremendous benefit from following Rav Tarfon's opinion. Why would they change their mind? Again, these guys are sharp merchants. They're looking for every advantage in business. And then with here, they'd be forfeiting a very good advantage. But the Gemara says, no. You're thinking that less than 1/3 according to Rav Tarfon is the equivalent of less than 1/6 according to the Chachamim. No, you have to revisit the brackets as follows. We assumed, again, according to the Chachamim, the brackets are as follows. Less than 1/6, exactly 1/6, and more than 1/6. More than 1/6, let's forget about, because we're not dealing with that at this moment. Right now, let's focus, according to the Chachamim, on less than 1/6 versus 1/6. Less than 1/6, the Chachamim says, is Mechila. Exactly 1/6 is Kono Maso. No, you've acquired the thing, but you have the other guy has to repay you so in our scenario over here, if you have something that was supposed to be 24 and he sold it for 28 for 4 extra, then according to the Chachamim, he has to repay the 4 extra after the time, and you said maybe even the guy would have the right to void the sale, as opposed to when it was less than that, then we would say there's Mechila. Now, meanwhile, we thought, according to Rav Tarfon, you have the same thing, below 1/3 exact versus exactly 1/3. Now we're saying that no, according to Rav Tarfon, Rav Tarfon still has 1/6 in his brackets. He holds that you have less than 1/6, then you have between 1/6 and 1/3, and then you have over 1/3, which we're not going to deal with right now. Rav Tarfon is going to hold that whole thing from 1/6 until 1/3 is going to be the exact same din as what the Chachamim would say on 1/6 exactly. Meaning, the Chachamim would say when it's 1/6 exactly, when it's 4, then Einar 4 out of 24, then Einar kicks in. Reb Tarfon is going to say, I agree that Einar kicks in, and the rules of Einar, the rules that Kono Maser Einar is a valid Kinyan, and he doesn't have the right to void the sale, but he does have the right to his money back, would apply at anything between 1/6 and 1/3, in our example, anything from 4 up to 8. So if the merchant sells something for an extra 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, then Rav Tarfon would say all of that is in the category of Einar, and all of them the guy has the right to his money back.
Where do we get this 1/6 number from? The Mishnah doesn't state it clearly, does it?
The Mishnah said very clearly 1/6. It did. The Mishnah had said, "Hoivna abar kesef me'esrim abar kesef l'sela shtus l'mecha." That's 1/6. Yeah, four out of 24. We have machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Four relative to what? Do we mean to the original purchase? Do we mean to the value of the thing, or do we mean to the amount that he sold it for? But in any case, yeah, where the Chachamim get the idea of 1/6 particularly, the Gemara doesn't say. The Pashtus, the Chachamim figured out that your average person less than 1/6 is not going to make a big deal about it. If you have something that was supposed to be worth $10 and you bought it for $11, you're not going to go make a big deal out of it. You're just going to be moichel it. So the Chachamim figured apparently that the psychological threshold for that is 1/6. Their Tarfon again held that it's 1/3. But now what we're saying is, that at this point in the discussion, we're gonna assume that according to Rav Tarfon, anywhere between 1/6 and 1/3 is going to have the same din as 1/6 according to the Chachamim. Namely, we're gonna say, according to Rav Tarfon, then we're gonna say that less than 1/6, yeah, there's Mechila. When you have 1/6, when he overcharged by 4, or 5, or 6, or 7, or 8, in all those cases, we say, Yad Masana Hal El Yona, we say that the one who was defrauded has the upper hand, and he has the ability to say, give me back my money, or give me back my money, and let me void the sale, or give me, let me void the sale, or give me back my money. So now then, the point, and Rav Taufan is saying again that you have all day for that. So now, if we look at it that way, then the merchants are realizing we're not really gaining anything. When we overcharge exactly 1/6 according to the Chachamim, according to both the Chachamim and Rav Taufan, if we overcharge exactly 1/6, if we overcharge exactly 4, either way, fine, the guy is going to have the right to get his money back. But we could say, according to the Chachamim, maybe we mean that he only has, according to the Chachamim, he has the right. Meanwhile, according to the Tarifin, he has all day, and therefore the merchants realize we're not really gaining from that. So the Gemara asks, Yachid my son from Ikra. In that case, then why were they so happy in the first place? After all, when it comes to 1/6 or less than 1/6, he's not arguing with the Chachamim. So Tifshit, shouldn't we be able to answer that? Apparently, therefore, we can answer a question, which the Gemara is going to take up later on the question. When it comes to Bittul Mekach, how long do you have for that? Here we started with the discussion over here. When it comes to less than 1/6, do you have a deadline? Is there Kadesh Yaro Tagar the Kriva? Do you have that grace period to get back your money or not? When it comes to less than 1/6, further on the Amud, the Gemara is going to ask the other way around. We can ask also, when you have Bittul Mekach, when you have the case where it's more than 1/6, and then the Chacham said Bittul Mekach, the sale is completely voided, you also have the question, how long you have for that. Do you only have the grace period, Kadesh Yaro Tagar or the Kriva, or do you have longer than that? Now, based on what we're saying over here now, it sounds like maybe we can say that according to the Chachamim, when you have Bittul Mekach, then even after Kadesh Yadol of Tagor of the Kriva, even after those 5 minutes, Choser, so now we can say, they could still say, in the original way, Rav Taufan tells them that then they have an advantage. The Kivin de Omolahu Rav Taufan have Yonah, Rav Taufan tells them that when you go from 1/6 to 1/3, anywhere between 4 and 8, is not going to be Bittul Mekach. According to the Chachamim, anything over four, with anything 5, 6, 7, 8 would be Bittul Mekach. And according to the Chachamim, we would say that La'olam Choizer. Now Rav Taufan is telling them that between that 5, 6, 7, or 8 is not Bittul Mekach. It's only Oinah. So yes, if the guy comes back, you're going to have to give him back his extra money, but at least he can't void the sale entirely. Then we can understand why they're happy to begin with. So to begin with, they figured we gain over here. We have something that we can gain over here. We have an edge that we can get over here. According to the Chachamim, if we overcharge by 5, then you have not only the guy can do Bittul Mekach, but maybe he would have indefinitely to do Bittul Mekach. And therefore, what good is it going to do us to overcharge 5 when we might end up having the item right back in our possession and we haven't gained anything? Meanwhile, according to Rav Taufan, we would say 5 is enough. We would say, therefore, that yes, Yad Lekeach Al Oyoina, he does have the upper hand. He has the ability to void the sale, but he's not necessarily going to. He may just ask for his money back, and only during the time Kadesh Yaro Tagor and the Kroivoy, and therefore we gain a lot. Then Ki Omalahu Kol Ayoim, when he tells them that actually the guy has the ability, even in the case of Oinah, between 1/6 and 1/3, to take it back all day, then now they're losing out. Now they know the guy doesn't have only the 5 minutes. Now he has the entire day. So therefore, Chazru, therefore we can understand that that would be why they went back to the Chacham's opinion, because now, at that point, they have no advantage They have no advantage according to the Chachamim. When it's less than 1/6, same thing regardless. When it's exactly 1/6, then they'd be gaining according to the Chachamim's opinion. Because according to the Chachamim, they only have 5 minutes, and according to the Taufan, they have Kol Hayom Kuloy. When do they gain? Would be only if they charge more than 1/6. But when they charge more than 1/6, but less than 1/3, it's not going to be common enough for them to do that, that they figure that they can gain from that. so if we understand it that way, then maybe we could say that So we would say again, if we assume that, as the Gemara is going to take up in the next point, if we assume that when there's Bittul Mecca, according to the Chachamim, you have indefinitely, so then originally they figured if a paraffin is saying that up to one third, that up to one third you have is considered a na, and you only have the 5 minutes, then they're gaining a lot. But now, when they see Reb Tarfon is saying all day, then they realize they have no advantage under his system when they charge more than when they overcharge more than 1/6. And therefore Chazru. And the Gemara continues. The Sakutaitach, the Bittul Mekach Lerabbanan B'Chdeshi Yaral Tagar as a Kroyvay. If you're going to tell me, according to the other possibility that the Gemara is going to take up later, that when it comes to Bittul Mekach, you're going to say also he only has the 5 minutes, Kadesh Yaro Tagor of the Kroivoy. If you're going to say that, and after that time, you're going to say that he's Moichel, then B'mai Samchu. Then you have to ask, why would they have been happy in the first place? What would they have thought? What would they have thought to gain in Reb Tarfon's system? When you charge 1/6, then, according to the Chachamim, you have Yad Lakeach Al Yona. He could choose whether to void the sale or whether to get his money back. According to the Chachamim, would say Bittul Mekach, which means either of them could change their mind. But either way, you only have Kadesh Yad L'Tagar, so they wouldn't have gained anything from Reb Tarfon's opinion in the first place that they should be happy about it, according to that way of looking at it. You would say they're gaining when they do, when they overcharge by more than 1/6. But realistically, they're not going to be able to get away with that so easily, because chances are, if they offer something for sale, for example, that's supposed to be worth 30, that's supposed to be worth 24, and they're offering it for sale for 29 or 30 or 31, chances are a potential buyer is going to say that, you know what, I've seen this kind of thing before. I know I can get it cheaper elsewhere. Why should I bother? So they wouldn't gain anything from a Tyrefin's opinion in that case. So wouldn't that show, therefore, so at least if we understand a Tyrefin that way, if we understand him to be saying that I agree that 1/6 applies. I'm saying Reb Tarfon would say the brackets are less than 1/6, between 1/6 and 1/3, and then over 1/3. And we're saying according to Reb Tarfon that he has all day to change his mind and in the case of where it was between 1/6 and 1/3, he has the ability the whole day to go and void the sale and get his money back. So then we would understand why they decided to go back to the Chachamim system. But in that case, then, if we say that according to the Chachamim, if we say according to the Chachamim that by Bittul Mecca they do in fact have all day, then we understand why they realize that in that case they're better off with the Chachamim system. But if you tell me that according to the Chachamim even by Bittul Mekach they only have the 5 minutes, then why were they even happy with Reb Tarfon's opinion in the first place? Their machloikas is only when you go between 1/6 and 1/3, but you only have the 5 minutes anyhow. What were they gaining from Reb Tarfon's opinion in the first place that they should even be happy about? So the Gemara answers Samchu b'shtrus atzma. According to that, you could still say they might have been happy about the case where it's exactly 1/6. in other words, we could define the brackets a little bit differently according to Reb Tarfon. We could say that not only Reb Tarfon holds that less than 1/6, we would say he's moichel, but exactly 1/6, we would also say he's moichel. The previous possibility the Gemara had said was that at exactly 1/6, he would agree with the Chachamim that Yad Lakeach Alo Yona starts kicking in, that I know starts kicking in. Now we would say that maybe not. Maybe according to Reb Tarfon, less than 1/6 and exactly 1/6 are the same thing. So with our item that's supposed to be worth 24, whether he sells it for 3 extra or whether he sells it for 4 extra, either way Reb Tarfon would say in his system that there's Mechila. Therefore, the Tagrei Lud, we're very happy with that. Because good. It means according to the Chachamim, if we overcharge four, then there's a nah, and the other guy will have the right to void the sale. And here we're saying that according to Rav Tarfon, we can sell for an extra four, and the guy will be mochel. And we would assume that he's mochel right away. But then they found out that Rav Tarfon says, no, he doesn't have only, he can be mochel anytime, he can come back. And he can come back and demand his money back anytime during the day. And therefore, they realize that in that case, they really have no advantage in Reb Tarfon's system. And we might as well go back to the Chachamim system. You would say when it comes to 1/6, the Tarfon, Mechila, or the Rabbanan Aina, that case, according to Reb Tarfon, we would say that the owner is, that the buyer is Moichel right away. And according to the Rabbanan, it's Aina, and therefore he has his time, Kadesh Yaro Latago or the Kroivoi, to change his mind. Then Reb Tarfon tells him that actually my grace period is longer than the Chachamim's, because there is only Kadesh Yaro Latago or the Kroivoi, and then mine is the entire day. And then they realize, in other words, that we really don't have any advantage in using Reb Tarfon's system. We might as well go back to the Chachamim system. So it comes out basically that we have so far in the Gemara, we have three ways of understanding what the Chachamim would hold, and then what the Tagre Lud were doing over here, and what Reb Tarfon had told them, and what the final halacha is. You could say that the first possibility the Gemara had brought up is that maybe Mechila, that even when, that wherever there's Mechila, you have the grace period, Kadesh Yau, the Tagre, the Kroivoi, And now, according to the Chachamim, that would be when it's less than 1/6. But within that grace period, you can get back your money, even when it was less than 1/6. According to Reb Tarfon, we're saying that where it's less than 1/3, then you would have the same thing, and you would say when it's exactly then to begin with, the Tagre Lud are happy because we have when it's up to 1/3, Reb Tarfon is going to tell them that the most the guy can do is get back the Aina. He can't void the sale entirely. So fine, we may not get the extra overcharge, the extra seven that we wanted, but at least we sold the item and we did make some profit on it. Less than we wanted, but we still did something. Whereas according to the Chachamim, during that period, during because it was more than 1/6, we would say it could be mevatel altogether. So that would be one way of explaining. So then according to that way of looking at it, the Chachamim would say that the Mechila applies only after the Chesh Yaro L'Tagor L'Krovoi. Within that amount of time, there's no Mechila yet. Then the second way the Gemara is taking up is that you could say Mechila kicks in right away. But we're saying, according to the Tarfon, that you have less than 1/6 is the Mechila. Once you reach 1/6, then already you're talking about Aina. So then we would say, according to the Chachamim, you have Mechila for less than 1/6 right away. And according to the Tarfon, you also have Mechila on less than 1/6 right away. There's no advantage in that. But we would say, when you have between 1/6 and 1/3, the Chachamim would hold when it's more than 1/6, less than 1/3, 5, 6, 7, or 8, then the Chachamim would say that you have Bitul Mekah, and that you can do that indefinitely, and Reb Tarfon would say that it would be that only Kadesh Yadol of Tagre or the Krovoi, so therefore the Tagre Lud are happy with that, but then he tells them that no, you have Kola Yom Kuloi, and therefore they realize they have no advantage with that. Or the third way of looking at it is, yes, Mechila is right away, what we would say, Pointed Up Tarfon, exactly, he would say that 1/6, the Pointed Up Tarfon is just like less than 1/6, and therefore that with both of them, you have Mechila, and Mechila would be right away, and Bitul Mekach would only kick in at a later point, and therefore therefore they were happy with that until Reb Tarfon told them that when you overcharge more than 1/6, according to the Chachamim, you have only the Kadesh Yadol Tagor. He only has 5 minutes. And according to the Chachamim, you have all day, and therefore they realize they're not gaining from that. So you have several different ways of explaining what's going on over here. This is why it's a rather complex sugya, because you have all these possibilities that the Gemara is going and then bringing up about what Reb Tarfon would hold and what the Chachamim would hold in all these various cases. On top of that, also, actually, you have, on top of that, this was all according to Rashi, Tosfos. You can see you have a long Tosfos that occupies most of Amud Aleph and then goes over here onto Amud Beis that discusses this and actually has yet a different understanding of the whole flow of the Gemara. I don't know if we'll deal much with that. It was hard enough understanding the way Rashi is understanding it over here. But, anyway. Okay, so the point is we don't really have a proof from this one way or the other what the Chachamim would say when it comes to less than 1/6, whether we would say that he's Moichel right away, or would we say he's Moichel Kadesh Yadol Tagor or the Krovoi. We thought we could prove it from the story with Reb Tarfon. What we're saying, the story of Reb Tarfon and his Balabatim itself has several different possible ways of understanding it, and not necessarily do they require us to say that the Chachamim are saying that less than 1/6 he's Moichel right away. You could say in at least one of them you have the possibility that the Chachamim would say that even when it comes to less than 1/6, you have only Kadesh Yadol L'Tagor L'Kroy. You still have Kadesh Yadol L'Tagor L'Kroy, right? And within that amount of time, you could demand it back. So the Gemara continues. Now we have another question. In the course of this discussion, we brought up the case of Bittul Mekach. So again, we have like this. According to the Chachamim, the basic brackets are less than 1/6, where there's Mechila, and we were discussing before whether the Mechila kicks in right away or whether only Asa Kadesh Yadol L'Tagor or the Kroy. Then you have exactly 1/6, where we said Yad L'Keach Al Yonah. You have the upper hand. You can decide whether to void the sale and get back your money, or whether to only get back the overcharge. And then when it's more than 1/6, then we say there's Bittul Mekach. The sale is completely void, and we start all over. So now in the course of the discussion before, we mentioned the point about. We mentioned the point about Bittul Mekach, according to the Chachamim, whether does that mean that by Bittul Mekach you also only have the grace period, B'chdesh Yadol L'Tagor or the Krovoi, or when it comes to Bittul Mekach, maybe you have indefinitely. Find out a week later that you paid more than 1/6, then you would say Bittul Mekach. So we have to figure that out according to the Chacham. So Iboy Lahu said that we have that question. Bittul Mekach L'Rabbanim L'Olam Chozer Oidum B'chdesh Yadol L'Tagor or the Krovoi. When it comes to the Chachamim, when you have Bittul Mekach, when you have the case where there was an overcharge of more than 1/6, L'Rabbanan, so according to the Chachamim, who say that the threshold is 1/6 and more than 1/6, L'Olam Chozer, can he change his mind and void the sale anytime he wants? Or would we say that he only has the grace period of the few minutes, B'chdesh Yaro L'Tagor L'Kroy? And after that, if he didn't come back, then we say he was Moichel. And again, the Im Timtzaloyma B'chdesh Yaro L'Tagor L'Kroy, right? And we have to ask, wouldn't it be logical to say that if you say he only has B'chdesh Yaro L'Tagor L'Kroy, right? Ma'ika ben Shtus L'Yosu Al Shtus, then what would be the difference between exactly 1/6 and more than 1/6? What would be the difference whether the guy overcharged by 4 on an item that's supposed to be worth 24 or 5? If you're going to say that either way he only has B'chdesh Yaro L'Tagor L'Kroy, right? Then there would be no difference between those amounts. So wouldn't that show then that, so wouldn't that logically mean that the Chachamim would have to say that Bittul Mekach has the advantage that La'olam, that you could void the sale indefinitely? So the Gemara answer is not necessarily, because Ika, you could say there still is a distinction. The Ilushus, Mishin is Anachoizer, because you could say the difference is when it's exactly 1/6, only the one who suffered the Oina is able to retract the sale. When it comes to more than 1/6, either one would have the ability to void the sale. Therefore you could say that might be the distinction. So now Tosfos actually does bring up a point that, wait a minute, you have a Gemara in Bava Basra that discusses a case where you have the Lakeah can say, listen, you know, it shouldn't be because you overcharged me, therefore you're going to gain now, and therefore you you want to void the sale and sell it to some, like the Gemara discusses there in Bava Basra, a case where after the sale took place, the price of the thing went up. So now you might have, the Moto might want to say, you know what, I want to renege on the deal. I can go find somebody else that I can sell it to for more. So you have the example that the Gemara gives over there is you have something that was supposed to be worth five. He sold it for six, which is more than shtus. It's more than 1/6, because 1/5. And then later on, the thing actually becomes worth eight. So we say over there in the Gemara, the Moshe can't change his mind, because the Lakeach can say, look, I understand this bitul mekach over here. That doesn't mean that you should gain from that because you did enough. Therefore, now you want to have the upper hand and to be able to take the thing back. So why over here is the Gemara saying that when this bitul mekach, we're saying either one of them can change his mind? So Tosfos says, because listen, when you have a larger enough than 1/6, then it's considered like a mekach tos. So therefore, either one can change his mind. So, as opposed to that case in Bava Basra, is talking about where it was exactly. Sorry, I said it wrong. It was exactly enough. It was exactly 1/6, and therefore, Lakeach can say it's not a mekach tos. It's just that you were guilty of enough. You shouldn't gain by that by saying that you want to void the sale. I still want to have the item and just return me my enough. Then Tosfos gives another answer as well, which is that, we don't mean when we say over here, Shnei Mechoilim Lachzer, we don't mean that either, we don't mean the Moichel could change his mind against the will of the Lakeach. We mean that the one who suffered the Ina is saying, I want my overcharge back. Then the other guy can tell him, look, I'm giving you a choice. You can be Moichel on that amount, or you can take it as is and be moichel on the amount, or we can void the sale entirely. The option of you taking back your ona and keeping the item, I'm not leaving that option open to you, we would say, when there's bitul mekach. So you could say, though, again, that the Chachamim would say that bitul mekach, you only have the grace period, the Chdeshiyar al-Tagar al-Kroy, right? When it comes to ona, which is exactly 1/6, you also have the Chdeshiyar al-Tagar al-Kroy, right? But the difference would be that, the difference would be who can retract from the sale. So what would be as far as that? So what would be with the Chachamim as far as that? So again, Toshma, again, we're going to prove from what happened with Reb Tarfin and his Balabatim, we said that they went back after Reb Tarfin had told them his two dinim, that on the one hand, Aina is up to 1/3, and on the other hand, Kolayim Kulim, Mutalachzer, then we said, the Chacham said, the Tagri Lud said, we don't gain any advantage from that, we might as well go back to Divrei Chachamim. So, if you're going to say that when it comes to Bitul Mekach, when there's more than 1/6 overcharge, then you only have the grace period, and Ula Reb Tarfin Kol HaYoyim, whereas Reb Tarfin is telling them that you have the entire day Bishum HaChichazu. Well, that would explain why they're retracting. First, they figured they have the advantage when they overcharge, as the Gemara said in the third possibility before, in the previous part of the Sugya. They have the advantage when they overcharge by exactly 1/6, where the Chachamim would say that you have Chedesh Yaro Tagar, and Reb Tarfin would say that no, it's actually Mechila, because that, according to him, Ona hasn't kicked in yet at that point. Ona would kick in only when it's more than Shtus. So therefore, they figured we have the advantage when we're selling for exactly an extra Shtus, exactly an extra four. But later on, Reb Tarfin told them it's not, you have all day, Mishum HaChichazru. Then that explained why they changed their mind and went back to the original day. Because then, on the other hand, they stand to lose when they're overcharging more than a sixth, that he can be, according to the Chachamim, he only has the Chdeshiyar al-Tagar al-Kroyvay, and according to Reb Tarfin, they're actually losing out because he has the entire day to do that. If you tell me, according to the Chachamim, that when it comes to Bitul Mekach, an overcharge of more than 1/6, La'olam Choser, he can retract indefinitely, so they're still gaining in Reb Tarfin's system, a bit of Reb Tarfin, Nichol Hutfei. Wouldn't they be much better off with Reb Tarfin's system to come a Shavi Lahu Aina Kolayim B'Tulai? Reb Tarfin holds that from 1/6 to 1/3 is Aina. not Bittul Mecca, and you have all day, whereas according to the Chachamim, you have La Olam, which is much longer than all day. So there is still gain according to the Tyrant system, according to that. So why would they be Chazru? So wouldn't that show that according to the Chachamim, even with Bittul Mecca, you don't have La Olam, you only have the Teshiyat or the Tagor or the Kroy, right? And therefore, and that's a lot less than Kol HaYoyim, and therefore they realize they're better off with the Chachamim system. And the one answer is not necessarily. You could say Bittul Mecca Lo Shchiyah. It's not really that common that there should be Bittul Mecca, that there should be, that you should be able to overcharge by such a large amount and get away with it. And the guy shouldn't realize that you're overcharging him. The Gemara is saying, come on, realistically, that's not going to happen. People are going to realize this thing is supposed to be worth 24. Why are you selling it to, why are you trying to sell it to me for, why are you trying to sell it to me for 29 according to the Chachamim, which is Bittul Mecca, or for 33 according to the Tyrefin, which is also Bittul Mecca? It's uncommon to be able to do that. So therefore you could say that even if they have a gain when there's Bittul Mecca, it's uncommon enough to be able to do that in the first place such that they should gain from that. So therefore, in more realistic situations, they're going to gain more from the Chachamim system than Reb Tyrefin's. So here also in the Sugya, also Tosfos and Tosfos has a whole different explanation of parts of the Sugya. But again, you know, I think this is complicated enough as it is really. Omar Rabba. So Rabba says the bottom line halacha hilchasa. When the difference is less than 1/6, then the thing is bought right away. You don't say you don't say you have any grace period at all. So you're moichel, and that's that right away. You're moichel, and you don't get back your less than 1/6. Yoser al shtus, if the amount is more than 1/6, Bittul Mecca, then you have Bittul Mecca, where either one can retract from the deal. And again, like we said before, according to Tosfos, it's more like Mecca Tos. It's like it's not even really a valid sale in the first place. It's an equivalent to a case that you have, or another case that you have in Bavli Basra, where you have somebody sells wine to somebody else, and it turns out to be vinegar. We say either one of them can change their mind at that point because there was really no sale here at all. He expected to sell wine and to receive wine, and instead it was vinegar. So therefore we say it's not really considered a sale at all. So here we would say the same thing, that either one of them could change his mind and back out of the deal. So then you have Bittul Mecca. And shtus, when it's exactly 1/6, kono machzorena, then there is a valid pinion, not like we were saying before, that when it's 1/6, the lekeach can change his mind. Now we're saying that no, when it's exactly 1/6, neither one can change his mind and back out of the deal, but umachzorena, but the other guy does have to return the amount of the enah. And Rava explains, v'zeh, in all these cases, whether we're talking about collecting the enah in the case of exactly 1/6, or whether we're talking about voiding the sale in the case of more than 1/6, is only b'chdei shi'ar l'tagor l'kroyvay, is only within the amount of time to show to a tagor or to your relative, and after that, then you're moichel, even if it was more than 1/6. So that's how it is. And then in terms of Reb Tyrefin's system, again, we would have said that the difference is 1/3. But we would say, since Reb Tyrefin had said kolayim kolay mutar lachzer, that he has all day to retract. Meanwhile, according to the Chachamim, in all cases, even by Bittul Mecca, you only had the Shiyara, the Tagor, or the Kroivay, then the Tagor of the Lord realized we're not gaining in your Tyrefin system, we're losing out in most cases, and therefore we might as well not bother. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kabba Seh Rava, we learn a Braisa that agrees with what Rava says. When you have less than 1/6 Oinah, then the thing is right away bought, and you don't have any recourse. Yosra shtus bottle mecca, when it's more than 1/6, then the sale is void, and either one can change his mind. Shtus kona, and if it's exactly 1/6, then he's kona and Konu Masuin or Dibram Nosen. So Rav Nosen says at that point, then it is a valid sale and neither one can retract from it, but you do have to return the Inah. Rav Yehuda Nasi, Oimer, Rav Yehuda Nasi says, most of that I agree, but when it comes to 1/6, Yad Moshe Alo Yona, the Moshe, the seller, has the upper hand. Roitza Oimer Loi Tenli Makachi, Oi Tenli Masha Inisani. So, if in each case, Rav Yehuda Nasi says, it depends which one suffered the Oinah. Which one suffered the Oinah in the first case, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is going to deal with, whereas where the Moicher suffered the Oinah because he undercharged for it. The other guy convinced him, the other guy told him that this is worth less, and he sold it for less, and later on he realizes that that was wrong. So, Roitza Oimer, Tenli Makochi, so if he wants, he can tell the Lekeah, give me back my item, and then take back your money, Oi Tenli Masha Inisani, or give me the extra amount that you were supposed to have paid me, which you cheated me out of. And similarly, the same thing would apply, to the Lekeach. So, Yehuda Nasi is saying, not like a Tyrephon, you don't always say by Shtus Kono Machsoina. It means that the one who was defrauded, like we were saying before, like in the Brises we were quoting before, says that he actually has the ability to void the sale at that point. In either case, he has only until the amount of time that he can show a tago or his relative. So therefore, so this Braisa agrees with Rava. Tosfa says that actually, Rashi says that what we mean is what Rava had said would follow Rav Nosson. Now, why would we follow Rav Nosson over Rebbe? Rashi brings Rav Nosson, the Gemara mentions at the end of our Masechta, Rav Nosson was a dayan. He was the Av Beis Din in Rav Shimon Gamliel's Beis Din. So he was an expert in Dinei Mamonos, and therefore when he says something in Dinei Mamonos, it means that he plumbed the depths of it and he realized this is how it should be, and therefore we would have a reason to paskin like him even against Rav Yehuda HaNosson. On the other hand, Tosfos discusses that Rava's din could even work according to Rav Yehuda Nasi. The Gemara had brought the Braisa, but after all, we have our Mishnah. A Mishnah is stronger than a Braisa, and therefore the Gemara brought the Braisa because of the We're saying Shtus Kana, Tosfos learned that by Shtus Kana, it means that he's acquired it, but he still has the right to change his mind, and that would be like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who says that the Mishnah Nisana, the one who lost out, is the one who has the right to change his mind. So therefore, Rava's Din, says Tosfos, could work according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi as well, and so therefore that wouldn't require us to say necessarily that the halacha is like Rabbi Nasi. We could say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. In practice, though, the point is that Rava is saying that you have those brackets less than shtus and exactly a shtus and more than a shtus. So always you have only b'chadesh yaro l'tago l'kroivoi. And then there you have the difference. So when it comes to Mechila kicks in right away. When it comes to the other two, you have the fish, Yaro, the Tiger, or the Kroger. After that, the sale is done, and you're Moichel, and you don't have any further reasons. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and we'll continue dealing with matters of Einah.
Yeah, Shikoyah.